The fourth grade students at Stanley Elementary School in Wichita are preparing for their daily dose of math. It is a final lesson before lunch, but chocolate milk seems far from their minds. Each child has a dry erase board and is working on a series of problems with fractions. While this might sound normal for a math class, it is the way these fractions are being taught that is at the heart of the controversy in the classrooms of Kansas.
Has a special name. Does anyone know the special name of this?
Kathy Grinnell has been a teacher for 18 years and has been at Stanley Elementary School for four. She says that the adoption of the Common Core standards forced her to change her approach to lesson planning.
That's always the bottom line message is whatever you're choosing to do in your room, make sure that you are teaching to these new Common Core standards. So that really has driven me back into them every day, every week when I'm trying to plan. What exactly does the standard say? How is it said? Just using them to design my everyday lessons.
A common criticism of the new standards is that they restrict teachers, forcing them to adhere to strict guidelines of what they can teach and how they can teach. But Grinnell doesn't see it that way. She says she has greater freedom, but it is a different way of teaching.
Before it was, here's your skill that they need to master, and it was very just do this, do that, do this, do that. And you were successful if they could follow those steps. And now it's a completely different way of thinking. I feel like I'm doing less thinking for them. I stop and I have to make myself be quiet and make them think, what would you do now? And pushing it a little bit more so they have to apply what they knew and they have to think it through.
In October of 2010, Kansas approved the College and Career Ready standards, which included the Common Core standards. They were drawn up to be a rigorous set of benchmarks, which indicate where students should be academically in both math and reading. Standards were approved by the State Board of Education and have since seen challenges in the Kansas legislature. Last year, a bill to defund the standards was narrowly defeated, and now a new bill is calling for a complete repeal. Walt Chappell was a member of the State Board of Education in 2010. He remembers the process of approving the new standards as one shrouded in secrecy.
We had an opportunity to see the process develop very clandestinely, actually. We didn't have much understanding of what was going on behind the scenes until we were actually able to get a look at the standards about 3 weeks before we had to vote on them. We didn't know it was being done and didn't have anything in writing, didn't discuss it, didn't vote on it until October of 2010.
Chappell doesn't serve on the Board of Education anymore, and he has since become an outspoken critic of the Common Core standards. He sees them as overbearing and restrictive of teachers' abilities.
Top down, one size does not fit all kids. Pretty simple. I mean, kids learn at different rates, teachers teach depending upon the needs of that child, and you cannot just come up with a forced, robotic type of approach to teaching kids. And if they have to be in lockstep week after week on a certain standard at a certain page of the book, that just doesn't work.
Parents have also seen a difference with the curriculum. Jennifer McCoy's kids go to a Catholic school, but they have implemented Common Core standards as well. She said the difference in her children's homework was immediately noticeable.
I didn't question for a long time until this year, when my younger kids' homework started coming home and it wasn't making all that much sense to me. My husband has a partial math degree, and he was like, what is this? Why are they teaching it like this?
McCoy has become a strong opponent of Common Core, and she says she's hoping that Catholic schools across Wichita will repeal the standards altogether. Diane DeBacker, Kansas's Commissioner of Education, says the approval of the new standards was not taken lightly, and that close consideration was taken in choosing Common Core over 50 other standards.
I describe it as, you know, we literally went to a room and everybody put their standards on the table and we started taking the best of the best and came up with a set of standards about a year later that represented higher standards, internationally benchmarked to those countries that are beating us in math and reading.
At an instructional support center for Wichita Public Schools, 30 or so teachers are going over the Common Core standards for elementary mathematics. Debbie Thompson coordinates these workshops. She was also on a review committee that decided on Common Core in 2010. She still supports the standards and says the new curriculum is seeing a positive response from students.
The kids are having more discussions about their learning and the teachers are encouraging it. And so those teachers that have been really doing some classroom discussions, and they've seen a higher engagement. And in fact, in kindergarten through high school, the teachers that have talked with their kids and said, how do you feel? What do you think? I mean, these kids are just like, well, I feel like I can do math.
The curriculum itself is not the only concern opponents of Common Core have. The expense of administering the tests, as well as the personal data students are asked to provide, are raising questions. Former State Board member Walt Chappell sees more opposition to what he calls data mining in the future.
This is spreading like wildfire. As more and more parents and teachers realize what's going on, what does the bureaucrat in Washington have to do with 400 bits of information about every child, and they're trying to do it for teachers as well as principals? There is a major pushback throughout the United States.
Commissioner of Education Diane DeBacker said those claims are unjustified. She says Kansas has been gathering student data for years and that they have no intention of collecting any more data than before. Opposition to Common Core doesn't stop in Kansas. Of the 45 states to adopt the standards, 9 have seen legislation to repeal, defund, or put on hold Common Core. Educator Debbie Thompson says a repeal of the standards in Kansas would spoil the work educators have already put in.
I just think it would be tragic. And then you're losing the whole community and the effort where I can talk to teachers from other states and we can collaborate.
We would probably say thank you, but that's our decision.
Diane DeBacker says even if a bill to repeal Common Core passes, that doesn't necessarily mean Common Core will go away. That's because the State Board of Education is the one charged with deciding what the state standards are.
You know, it depends on how the bill was worded. Now, if the legislature certainly is charged with deciding what the funding will be. So if they said you can't use any state funding to do these standards, then we would have to approach it a little bit differently.
The criticisms of Common Core are expansive, and while the future of academic standards is being debated, the teachers themselves will have to carry on. They are preparing their students for the first Common Core aligned test this spring, and they will find out the results later this summer. Diane DeBacker has said she expects those scores to be lower than past years, which will add fuel to the debate once more. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.